The Peasants' War did not come out of nowhere. From the later 15th century on, there had been revolts and traditions of formulating grievances and bringing lords to court, though none of them approached the Peasants' War in size, scale, or vision. The most dramatic of these was a religious movement that culminated in a mass revolt outside the huge castle of the bishop at Würzburg. It began in 1476 with a vision. In the small Franconian hamlet of Nicholashausen, a shepherd named Hans Behm claimed to have received orders from the Virgin Mary. She commanded him, "Say to all the people that my son wishes and orders that all tolls, levies, forced labour, exactions, payments and aids required of the prelates, princes and nobles be abolished completely and at once. They shall oppress the poor no more." Besides being a shepherd, Behm was a drummer, but Mary demanded he give up his vanities, burn his pipe and drum, and preach. He called on audiences to repent and destroy their own vanities as well, their shoes, fine clothes and jewellery. Shortly after Walpurgisnacht, on the 30th of April, in the Tauber Valley, crowds of people with candles and offerings began to gather around Nicholashausen to see the visionary. A great pilgrimage movement had begun, with the drummer of Nicholashausen at its centre. Alarmed, the local bishop soon alerted the Archbishop of Mainz. Behm's visions were beginning to criticise the church. They contained revolutionary calls for a world without taxes, dues and tithes. The Virgin told him that fields and woods must be held in common. In early July, after crowds of pilgrims entered the town of Eichstätt with Behm, the Bishop of Würzburg acted. On the 13th of July, while pilgrims thronged in Nicholashausen, Bishop Rudolf had the drummer arrested and taken to his castle above Würzburg. The appalled pilgrims now formed a mass pilgrimage to the Marienburg to rescue the drummer, led by Konrad von Thunfeld, a local knight. Perhaps 16,000 people marched through the night. They reached the bridge over the Main in the early morning and shouted, "Return the youth to us! Return the holy and innocent man, or else we will destroy the fortress and the city!" The crowd must have believed that Mary herself would appear and restore the drummer to them. But after a long standoff, Mary did not materialise. Once part of the crowd surrendered, the castle doors opened, and the bishop's men shot their weapons into the masses who had refused to move. The bottleneck at the bridge made them easy targets. Many were killed, and hundreds more taken prisoner. Peasant blood stained the path that led to the fortress, where the bishop quietly burnt the drummer of Nicholashausen as a heretic. It would be the very place where the Peasants' War would stall almost 50 years later. But though the drummer was defeated, he was not forgotten, and his revolt would not be the only one. In the Black Forest and Württemberg, peasants were accustomed to challenging authority. They took their lords to court, performed rent strikes, and refused labour. They resisted giving the small symbols of fealty, the Lenten hen, for example, that cost little but symbolised servitude. In 1493, near Schlettstadt in Alsace, revolt broke out calling for the Jews to be expelled. They were blamed for charging usurious rates of interest, for priests' incomes to be limited, and for justice to be reformed. The peasants formed secret leagues held together by oaths, which met at landmarks such as the Hill of Ungersberg. Reputedly, they would swear with three fingers and draw a circle in the ground with a spade. Those who would enter the circle had joined the league. Boots were the symbol of these revolts, which came to be called the Bundschuh Rebellions. A play on words, the name referred to a Bund, a union of people tied together, as well as a Bundschuh, a boot made from cheap leather that peasants typically wore, tied to the legs by long leather strings. The footwear of disorderly rough folk, they were the most basic sort. They did not require the cordwainer's skill and had nothing to do with the fabulous leather objects worn by nobles. A woodcut illustrator had only to present the peasant boot on a flag to warn his audience that dangerous people were on the march.